working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. How are you guys doing today? Had a great weekend. I hope everybody had a good Easter. And I had a great one. We were busy yesterday. Didn't get to do much with any of the families, but I did it. My beautiful wife did bring me some food home last night from her Easter gathering, and it was great. Ribs, macaroni and cheese, baked beans, some kind of macaroni salad, and what else? Corn. It was good. It was really good. And we got a water well tested yesterday, test drilled another one. I got my side row moved 3 times yesterday. David's out planting it right now, planting corn on it today. Looks like some people, not everybody got rain this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Some people did. Let's see, down around Mangum, I've heard anywhere from 1/2 inch to 1 3/10 inches in those general areas. What else? There was some areas up north around, I think north of Arnett and out in the Texas Panhandle, got some, it was spotty, but those guys that got it, good for you guys. And there's another shot in southwestern parts of Oklahoma today. I don't know, doesn't look that great. And there's another cold front coming through Friday, so another chance of rain coming up this weekend. I had a listener call me this morning, and I think he had a great idea. And what we need to do is all of us that are listening out there today and pass it along to people that you know is to say a prayer for rain this week. How about that? And that would be great. That's what we need. We're a lot of people are getting desperate, and we need rain. We need ponds filled up. We need rain on the crop ground so we can get things going. You know, not everybody has irrigation. And, you know, even if you got irrigation, you know, things are, water tables are down. And, you know, we don't know what's going to happen until later on. So we're in a really desperate time right now. So everybody just please say a prayer for rain. And maybe that'll help. We got that going on. I got a lot going on today on the show. Dr. Paul Beck from the OSU will be on here the last half of the show. Till then, let's check out the weather. And currently at Arnett, it's 72. Woodward, 75. The May Ranch is 74. Fairview's at 73. Slap Out, you're at 71. Hollis, you're probably one of the coolest temperatures in the state at 68 degrees, 70 at Mangum, 72 at Hobart, and out here in the Texas Panhandle, let's check some of that out. Lipscomb, you're 72, McLean, you're 69, Wellington, 70, Odell, you're 69, also Childress is 69. I'll have your Texas forecast coming up for you in the next segment, and then your northwestern Oklahoma forecast coming up for you in the northeastern Texas Panhandle. In this half, just a little past half the hour there. Also, guess what? Jimmy Clark with Today in Ag is proclaiming something this week. This week is very special. It's National Stop and Pick Up Hay Wrap Week. I challenge everyone to stop and pick up at least 1 wad of wrap per day, even if it's not yours. We've talked about different ways to store wrap on your feed truck, pipe, trash bags, your hay arms, front and back floorboards. Tomorrow, I got a gentleman coming on here from Wello, Oklahoma, Will Stair. He's going to come on about 12:15 tomorrow, and he has came up with a deal that he's got a patent on to put on your truck even the back of your bed, right there, back window, the hay bed, anywhere on your truck, to store wrap. And he's patented this, and it's really cool, and it's very affordable. And he's going to talk about it tomorrow. Matter of fact, he's going to have a display at the Oklahoma City Farm Show coming up this weekend. And we'll have him on here tomorrow to discuss the thing that he has come up with. It's really cool. I'm going to post pictures of it on Facebook, on KZO's Facebook, and probably will share it on my personal page this afternoon. So keep a lookout for that. And it's a pretty cool setup. Brilliant is what it is. So anyway, we got to do a better job, guys. We're all guilty of it, but this year just seems worse than others. The grass is starting to grow and the bar ditches and green up, and it's hard to see that hay wrap, and it's hard on mowers. And matter of fact, Will's got a story I'll let him tell about what happened to his mother coming back from a ball game with her car with hay wrap. We just got to do a better job. I'm not griping at you guys because I'm one of you, but we just got to do a better job of doing it. There's hay wrap everywhere. Merritt Road's the worst I've ever seen. I mean, there's wrap on the bridge going over I-40. There's at least 20 wads of wrap between Merritt School and 152 down south. We just got to do a better job, guys. Sorry, I don't mean to harp on it, but we just really do need to. All right. It is. It's National Pickup Hay Wrap Week. So if you will, kindly, if you see some hay wrap, don't get in a car wreck. Just pull over, pick up that wad of wrap, and put it up and go dispose of it, and we'll be good. And I had one guy tell me 2 or 3 weeks ago when I was talking about hay wrap, he said they need to come up with a biodegradable hay wrap. Well, it sounds good, but if you don't feed your hay that year, it won't be very good the next year. So it's just not going to – I don't see anything happening like that. So anyway, okay, let's go on with – let's check out the grain markets real quick. Easter weekend, a lot of things closed Friday and today, so let's check it out anyway. Corn for May this morning, corn was down 5, now it's up 8. 651, July 627. September 567. Soybeans for May 1485. July is 1458. Soybean meal May 450.80. Soybean meal from July 448. August 439.50. Soybean oil for May 54.54. July is 54.75. August is 54.52. Hard red winter wheat May 875, July is 856, oats for May 341, July is 340, cotton for May up just a little bit. Both May and July are still in the 83-cent range. I think they finished out at 84 Friday, but today they're down a little bit from Friday. Sugar, almost 24 cents a pound. Man, sugar daddy, you picked the wrong year to get out of the sugar business. But anyway, it's almost 24 cents a pound. It's gone up 3 cents. Oil's down. It's right below 80 bucks. West Texas Intermediate, that is, for May, it's 79.92. June is 79.96. Natural gas for May is 217. June is 237. And July is 262. S&P, NASDAQ, and Dow all in the red right at the moment on the futures. So there we go. And when I come back from this break, we'll talk a little bit about cattle. Can't wait to get the reports from Brandon from Elk City and Western Oklahoma livestock auction tonight, because I heard rumors that there was heifer pairs selling for $25,000 to $3,000 at Elk City Friday. So I'll get that report. I'll update you on that. I got a really cool deal coming up after livestock report coming up, or the update on live and feeder cattle. I got a deal on 9 machines that were sold this year that set auction price records, and one of them was right here in Elk City, Oklahoma. So when we come back, we'll have that for you. And today is Oklahoma Cattlemen's Happy Cap Hour, and I'll have more on Association Cap Hour. Sorry about that. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour. I got some updates on some meetings coming up that's very important, some annual meetings, and talk a little more about the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association right after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Good afternoon, Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 31st. 1,230 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 404 brought 254. 5 at 466 brought 254. 3 at 482 brought 235. 14 at 553 brought 227. 4 at 711 brought 194. 5 at 716 brought 180. 16 at 931 brought 172.50. 4 head of heifers at 334 brought 230. 5 at 416 brought 218. 17 at 425 brought 225. 4 at 471 brought 202, 6 at 576 brought 200, 10 at 617 brought 198, 10 at 1058 brought 148. Butcher cows were 58 to 116, butcher bulls brought 50 to 130, bred cows were 660 to 1710, pairs brought 1300 to 2425. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour. I have picked Wellington, Texas for an update on weather out in the Panhandle. Currently it's 71 degrees, the humidity is 54, dew points 54, northeast wind at 5 miles an hour with powerful gusts at 8 miles an hour. Peak wind gust so far today is 11 miles an hour. Month to date precipitation is 0. Red flag minutes today, 0. Sub-freezing minutes today is 0. 8-inch soil temperature, Wellington, Texas is 62 degrees. All right. Today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour. 10 head or 10,000 head cow-calf, stockers, feeders, selling at the sale barn, retaining ownership, or marketing retail, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has something for everyone. As cattle producers, we all have many of the same goals in mind: profitability, stewardship, feeding the world with integrity, and protecting our resources and livelihood for generations to come. To become a member or to learn about ways to get more involved, go to okcattlemen.org. Coming up this weekend in Washtenaw County, the Washtenaw County Cattlemen Association's 2023 annual meeting. It's coming up Saturday, April 15th at 6 o'clock. It will be at 12010 North 2260 Road, New Cordell, Oklahoma. Live concert, cornhole, cards, dominoes. Please bring a lawn chair. Also coming up this Saturday, the Tri-County Cattlemen's Banquet, Cotton, Comanche, and Tillman. It will be at the Frederick Technology Center. Friday, April 14th, a Grady County Banquet at Chickasha at the Grady County's Fairgrounds, also at 6 o'clock. That's this Friday. Steve Carson from Senator Lankford's office is the keynote speaker. And speaker at the ones for the Tri-County, for the Cotton, Comanche, and Tillman, is Mariah Reamer with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Foundation. So anyway, lots going on. For more information, you can get on okcattlemen.org. How about that? Okay, let's see what the futures are looking like on live cattle and feeders. I know it was going off the wall Friday. Still is. Live cattle for April, 171.35, 163.45 for June, 162.67 for August. October's 166.32. Feeder cattle, let me click on this real quick, see what all of them are doing. Feeder cattle for April is 252, May is 205.02, August is 222.72, September is 225.55, October's 227.30. Check out November, 228.05. So it's looking pretty good for cattle. Anyway, we just need rain. Continue, please. Everybody say a prayer for rain this week. I think we'll get it. It's got to. Let me see that. All right, I wanted to talk about these before we go to break, before we get Dr. Phil back on here. We got, all right, here's 9 items that Greg Peterson put out on AgWeb that's pretty cool to look at. So you guys seen one of these big John Deere 9620RX. It's a huge tractor. It's got all tracks on it. It's this 21 John Deere 9620RX with 450 hours on it sold for $625,000, and that was over there in Paris, Missouri. This 2022 Cates IH 1260 36R20 used on 3,600 acres sold for $366,000 at Paris, Missouri also. Big boy, that's big boy equipment there. Field cultivator, a 2021 John Deere 2230 69 and a half footer sold for $127,500 actually in Spring Valley, Minnesota. Looked like there was snow out there. Field cultivator was parked in a barn. So that's crazy. All right, this disc, a John Deere 21, it's a 2021 John Deere 2680H 40 footer sold for $141,000 in Emory, South Dakota. This 2021 John Deere X9 1000 combine with 979 engine hours sold for $557,000 in Hamilton, Illinois. And then this big fold out corn head is a 2022 Draco 1630 GT sold for $178,000 in Imperial, Nebraska. Looks like it's 16 roller. How about that? And then this Case IH 2022 Patriot 4440 with 340 hours on it, which is a spray rig, sold for $451,000. Chump change for some of them boys over around Delhi, maybe. Anyway, here we go. Elk City, Oklahoma. This Meridian 2022 Meridian 375 seed tender sold for $51,000 back in January here in Elk City. $51,000. Last but not least, this Air Seeder, this 2020 Borgato, or however you say that, Borgolt, 3320-66 sold for $571,000 even up in Bobells, North Dakota. That's crazy. Woo! Used equipment, good price, and a lot of these, I mean, these were set high auction prices for all these. So, anyway, all right, what else we got coming up here? Let me see here. This quick statement out here that the National Cattlemen's Beef Association released a statement last Friday, I believe, in regard to false information circulating on social media about the use of mRNA vaccines in cattle. There are no current mRNA vaccines licensed for use in beef cattle in the United States. Cattle farmer and ranchers do vaccinate cattle to treat and prevent many diseases, but presently none of these vaccines include mRNA technology. Just a FYI from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I also forgot to tell you what I did this morning. This morning, got up really early, went and moved my side row out of the way. Got a guy, David, he's planting my corn. But I had to get the cows in and get them all ready for Dr. Mouse to show up. We put seeders in today. We're going to be AI-ing next week, so got that out of the way. Don't tell her I said anything, but she was about 10 minutes late this morning. But she said for me not to say anything, so please don't tell her I said anything, if you will, please. I appreciate it very much. Anyway, her and Ronnie showed up, and Gail showed up from Oklahoma City, and the three ladies and I, we got her done in a hurry. Only one of the cows was acting kind of crazy, but the rest of them, she just didn't like being away from her baby. It's the problem, because they got babies on them. Anyway, we got that all done, and we'll get them all bred next week, hopefully. And I think that's all I got. So when we come back, I'll have your Northwestern Oklahoma and Northeastern Texas Panhandle forecast for you. And then Dr. Paul Beck from OSU is going to be on to talk about a couple things, but the main thing is that they have a beef finishing event coming up that he wants to tell you guys all about, and we're going to talk about maybe nutrition. There's not a lot of hay around. Some guys are hanging on to their cows the best they can, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Maybe he's got a few pointers that will help people out with that. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The business I've done with the oil field, they got to see your face. They got to see somebody coming in to see them, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, hydraulic hose, oil field suction hose, lay flat hose, all types of fittings, hydraulic fittings, cam lock fittings. We also carry black pipe fittings, air brake fittings for semis, brass ball valves. In the oil field, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. Oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order, or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. So the other side of our business is we fuel fracks. We have an automated system that we fuel fracks. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this. Let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Somebody ratted me out. Dr. Mouse Snapchatted me. Thanks a lot, you listeners out there. Anyway, let's see. Who did I pick? I think I picked Freedom, if I remember right. No, I picked the May Ranch. All right, here's forecast for northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas Panhandle. 73 degrees at the May Ranch right now. Dew points 45, humidity's 36. No rain in the last 24 hours. The winds are out of the north at 7 miles an hour. Sunrise 7:11, sunset 8:05. Days are getting longer. Today 81 degrees and sunny. Tomorrow mostly sunny and 80 degrees. Winds 6 to 15 miles an hour out of the south. Wednesday is going to be very breezy. South winds 21 to 25 miles an hour. Wednesday night's going to be breezy too. Thursday, mostly sunny and 83. Still a little breezy, not as bad as Wednesday, but it's still going to be up there. And Friday, partly sunny, 82 with south winds 17 to 18 miles an hour. And that's for your May Ranch up there on the long Kansas-Oklahoma state line. Well, on the phone with me right now is one of my favorite professors from any university, including OU, and that's tough for me to say being an OU fan, but Dr. Paul Beck, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Jimmy, it's great to be on again.
Oh, I always enjoy you being on. I love following you on Facebook. You always have fun. What's up with that?
Well, just, you got to take time out to do something fun, or else you're going to lose interest.
Yes, that's very well put there, sir. Well, you guys have a big beef finishing event coming up. You want to tell everybody about that?
Yes, sir. We've got had a great opportunity working with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. They're feeding some cattle there for their steer carcass challenge and junior cattlemen's steer feed out program. And along with the field day, in conjunction with them, We're just going to be able to share some of our research that we're conducting at the Oklahoma State University Willard Sparks Beef Research Center, which is the research feed yard located here in Stillwater. We're just looking forward to having a great day. I've got some graduate students talking about some of their projects, and again, some of our area specialists talking about some programs that they're doing. So we're looking forward to a great day on April the 27th.
Well, so exactly what was going on there? What was all the test plots? Can you describe some of those?
Yes, sir. We're doing a quite a very, you know, varied set of things here. We've got some cattle at our range units that we're selecting the sires for very high growth, very high milk, versus a more moderate type of growth and milk. And we're looking at how that impacts the finishing performance of the cows or the offspring, along with some projects where they're looking at the efficiency of the females that come from those crosses. So we're kind of going across the entire beef production system there with that project, and we're going to talk about some of the cow side effects and then some of the effects we're seeing as far as calf performance and some of the health impacts that we might see. We've got a project where there's some genetic tests that are available now that can, they say, are predictive of finishing performance and efficiency, and we've tested those, and they look pretty promising in some of our research. We're going to talk about some of those results. And also we're looking at some of the beef on dairy crosses that are coming out of a lot of these big dairies. It's not, you know, it's not exactly new. It's something we've been doing in the industry for years and years, but it's getting a new look based on adding value to those calves coming off from the dairy. And we're doing research to look at, you know, how to feed those things, you know, coming out of these calf ranches, and how to manage them, and what we can expect as far as performance and you know, carcass quality and those types of things. So
can you get in a little more detail about where they're doing the dairy beef crossing? A lot of the listeners out here don't understand, or probably do understand, but some of them probably don't, is, you know, dairy cattle they're built for milking purposes, and they're structured to their bodies way different than the Simmental Angus. So can you get in a little more detail and explain, you know, when you're crossing those, what you're gaining there?
Yeah, so, you know, the primary dairy breeds are either Jersey or Holstein. By far, most of them are Holstein. And years ago, you know, we used to raise a lot of Holstein steers in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, putting them on feed. There's a lot of issues with those cattle. They don't put on fat quite like a native beef steer will. They marble real well, but their ribeye is shaped funny, and they're also, those Holsteins get really big before they get all the way finished, and they were having a lot of problems in the packing plants dealing with those really big steers. So a lot of the packing plants in our area quit taking those cattle. So those cattle, the finishing of those cattle, have moved to other areas where there are packers that will take those. The value of a baby 100% dairy bred steer calf is very low. Like a Jersey calf may only be worth, you know, $15 or $20.
They might give them to you.
or they might give them to you. You know, a Holstein may be worth $75 or $100 even. Whenever you know, these dairies, they're like everybody else, they're, you know, having a hard time making it, making a living or making a profit. So, using, and they've got the reproductive technologies to where they can use, sex semen to breed their very best females to produce their replacements for the dairy. And then the others that are, you know, still good milk cows, you know, they'll put beef bulls on them or artificially inseminate with beef semen. And those calves coming out of those crosses, you know, I've heard they're worth, you know, four times more to, you know, up like $300 a calf just as a beef on dairy cross. And whenever we finish them, they have a better shape, more beef shaped ribeye. They, you know, a lot of them are using Angus sires on these Holsteins, so that does moderate the size, so they're not, you know, 1,600-1,700 pounds whenever they go to harvest. So there's a lot of benefits to that. And, you know, right now, if you talk to our economist and, you know, Daryl Peel, I visit with him a good bit. And, you know, he's like, well, our cow numbers are down so far. A lot of our feedlots and stocker operators are going to have to use these, you know, dairy calves to maintain capacity or keep, you know, at least their pens full. So there's a lot of advantages and there's a lot of interest in these crosses right now in the industry, and they're going to fill a lot of gaps as far as pen space over the coming years, you know, with this, if this drought doesn't end and we can start rebuilding, you know, it's just getting years and years until we'll have our cow herd back where it should be.
Right. Well, basically, so what you just explained there is, you know, the thing on dairy farms, because I've been around a few of them, is, you know, they're better milk cows, like you said. They're gonna use sex semen on them and get replacement heifers for cows, for replacing some cows they're gonna get rid of, and blah blah blah. And the rest of them, they're basically breeding them with a Angus Holstein, or putting an Angus semen or Simmental or whatever semen into them, and you know, getting that calf out of there. So basically it's better for the processor, for the processing part, and it adds value to the dairy farm, because, you know, once the cows have calves, they don't want them around, you know, they're after the milk for their dairy cows. So that makes it more attractive to people that like to raise baby calves and get that going.
Yeah, there's a you know, especially some of these smaller dairies, our local dairy, the University Dairy, they've started using some beef genetics on the dairy cows, and, you know, they've got a waiting list for those baby calves. You know, people are, you know, very excited to come get those, where it's just kind of moderate to, you know, lackluster interest in the 100% dairy calf.
Well, the last time I checked with some of our sale barn owners in this area out here, baby calves are bringing anywhere from 4 to 450 right now. 2 days old. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that it's worthwhile to try to get a calf back on an orphan calf back on a cow that may have lost her calf or something like that. But you do need that cow to produce something for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because things are tight. I seen the report, probably what you seen here last week or the week before, you know, milk prices and profitability right now are just not the greatest in the world for any of our dairies here in the United States. And, well, Dr. Beck, if you got a little bit more, I'm going to take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break, and when we come back, we'll finish up talking about some of the things that's coming up at the ranch there at Stillwater. And then I want to pick your brain a little bit about the our drought going on out here and cows being thin, if you don't mind.
Okay, yeah, sure.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Once again, good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April 3rd. I'm Drew Kopp. 1,090 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 369 brought 276. 3 at 603 brought 195. 30 at 764 brought 188. 16 at 839 brought 185. 3 at 868 brought 173. 63 at 904 brought 182.60. 49 at 988 brought 174. 4 head of heifers at 361 brought 232. 5 at 483 brought 223. 6 at 668 brought 195. 15 at 722 brought 180. 10 at 740 brought 180. 12 at 824 brought 172.50. 19 at 881 brought 165. Butcher cows were 50 to 109. Butcher bulls brought 85 to 133. Bred cows were 1,000 to 1150. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. You can sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association. Happy Cap Hour today. I have picked Tipton, Oklahoma for your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. I was chit-chatting with Steve Clark down there. No kin, promise you, he's not kin to me. He doesn't claim me either. See if they got any rain yesterday, and about like we did there at Carter, sprinkle. Tipton right now, it's 69 degrees, 57% dew point, or 57 degrees. Dew point, 67% humidity, no rainfall in the last 24 hours. The winds are calm. Sunrise 7:13, 8:04 for your sunset today. 30% chance of thunderstorms. 79 degrees tonight. 40% chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow mostly sunny, 78. Wednesday 81 and sunny. Thursday 83 and mostly sunny. Friday, partly sunny, 87 degrees, and looks like she's going to be a little breezy down there the last part of this week. So if you got some farm work that you need to apply some chemicals and stuff, fertilizer, might be a good time to get her done between today and Wednesday. After that, the winds are going to be howling. Okay, back here on with Dr. Phil Beck from OSU Extension, or not Extension, well, I guess you kind of are, but anyway, he's a professor at the Oklahoma State University. Welcome back, sir. I got that right. I had that all messed up, didn't I?
Yeah, you got fairly close. Thanks, Jimmy.
Well, I got AgriLife Extension on one side of the state line, OSU Extension on this side. It's confusing, and plus I'm an Oklahoma Sooner fan, so it gets kind of messy around here at times. We got tied up on the dairy cattle and mixing them with the regular beef cattle. And what else you got going on at the beef finishing day?
Well, we've got one other project we're going to talk about. It's sponsored by the National Cattlemen's Association. They're really getting into funding some sustainability research. So, you know, they're kind of dealing with our customers, the people that buy beef that are, you know, and they keep talking about sustainability and beef not being sustainable. So we're looking at some projects to, you know, prove that we are a sustainable product. And they're funding a project with actually Dr. Andrew Foote and his graduate student are going to talk about it. And it's reducing the protein in diets to decrease the nitrogen emissions from feedlots. And that's really some interesting research that they're doing. And then finally, at the end of it, Dana Zook, our Northwest area livestock specialist, and Earl Ward, our Northeast area livestock specialist, are going to talk about different ways you can finish cattle on farm for your own use or as a sell to local consumers and that type of thing.
And she's really good. I love listening to her deal. She was out here when Mr. Hartman had a deal on out here with alfalfa and stuff. She's pretty sharp.
Yeah, we're really fortunate in Oklahoma to have these area livestock specialists. They make my job so much easier. Marty New down in the southwest corner of the state, Dana in the northwest corner of the state, and then Britt Hicks up in the panhandle, that just top notch, really sharp and down earth. They know what's important to the producer and all that. So
yeah, Dana was talking about how to use you know, feeding alfalfa versus cake and all that stuff, and I mean she hit the nail on the head in her presentation when she done that out here, and I really enjoyed listening to her.
Yeah,
and there was lots going on. Have you got anything cool going on down here South Clinton by Bessie?
Well, I want to point out, as if I don't, people won't know where to go. We're starting at 10 a.m. on Thursday, the 27th of April, for this Fed Cattle Field Day. It's going to start out at the OSU Purebred Beef Center, which is just on the west side of Stillwater, right off from 51 Highway. And we're going to have lunch sponsored by Neogen Company, and then we're going to move to the Willard Sparks Beef Research Center for the afternoon session. Going to be a great day. We'll probably be done by, you know, 3 o'clock or a little bit before that. They do want you to RSVP by April the 24th, just so they can get a meal count. So there'll be no charge for this event. So if you want to go to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's website, www.okcattlemen.org, you can register there, or you can call them at 405-235-4391.
Very good.
Yeah, so at the Clemmie Range, we're going to do some more projects there this year. We've been doing some supplementation research at that station for the last few years. We're actually this year going to have a slightly different project where we're going to graze some of these beef on dairy steers and compare those to, you know, more, you know, native beef steers, see what their performance is out on that range. Then we're going to follow them all the way through finishing it at Buffalo Feeders in Buffalo, Oklahoma, just north of y'all.
So you're going to put them out on the grass for a while and then take them up there to finish them?
Yeah, we're going to try to get, you know how the weather is. If we get a rain, we'll be able to keep them there all summer, but we'll, you know, get them out in May and track them through the summer as far as we can, as far as grazing, and then get them up on feed, see how, you know, how they perform in some of our more normal production systems. We've also, Dr. Laura Goodman, our one of the range extension specialists, she's got a neat project. They did a project looking at burning in patches just to draw cattle to different parts of your pastures to increase the use of different spots that they don't normally use. She's got a new student starting that's kind of changing that project up a little bit, and they're going to mow some certain areas in different pastures or burn just to see if mowing causes the same sort of draw to cattle as the patch burning would, because what they saw with that patch burning, and they'd only burn out of a 150-acre pasture, only a couple of acres, they figured out the sites that the cattle were not going to, and then burned a small area, and those cattle, you know, vastly increased their use of that area because it's fresh growth in that spot. So they get grazing activity to and away from the burned area. So, you know, if we can better utilize the whole pasture instead of just the spots the cattle prefer, that does increase efficiency and, you know, cattle performance and a lot of those things to go with it to make a better use of our, especially these really large range units.
There's cattle. They got this favorite spot in each pasture, and they hang out over there. Whether it's got anything or not, they'll avoid the, until they get really hungry, they'll start getting out of there. But that's pretty cool. I think I've seen some deals on the Facebook page on the OSU deal where they were doing that, and I thought that was pretty cool. It'd be interesting to see how the mowing deal goes.
Yeah, you know, a lot of, and especially this year where it's going to be so dry, you know, they've got some people in the system that really can use fire and make it safe and make it work well for you. But a lot of us just don't kind of avoid it because there's a lot of liability if you do let it get out, and wind and, you know, those kind of things can go against you. So I think it's going to, you know, be another tool that you could use to help increase range efficiency for sure.
Yeah, well, we got these burn associations all over the state of Oklahoma, and if people will utilize them, and they work hand in hand with the NRCS and stuff, and they take a lot of that liability away from them, because burning is good and it does work.
Yeah, and if you do a controlled burn, a lot of times that really takes away whenever you have a wildfire. You know, you have a wildfire, it'll just come through and torch everything. But if people are doing some controlled burns, you know, over the years, it just has less big fuel for those big fires to come through, and that's when they really cause problems.
Well, One of these days, we'll get rid of all these cedars, and that will really help with our wildfires being so massive. One of these days will happen.
But, you know, yeah, that's we've been talking about that for 40 years that I know.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's it's pretty good. Well, I was going to ask you some questions. Maybe I'll get you back on here in a week or two. I was going to ask you some questions on limited hay supply and low quality hay and wet winter, but we already used up all of our time because the music's playing. Dr. Paul Beck, thank you so much for coming on, and it sounds like that's going to be a great time at Stillwater, and I'll throw it out there a couple times between now and then.
Excellent. I really appreciate it, and just call me anytime you want to have me on.
Okay. Thanks, Dr. Beck. Dr. Paul Beck from OSU, always enjoy him having on. You guys have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. It's the day.
Number one for new country.
KECO, Elk City.
A deadly shooting in Kentucky.